I think it's important to be bilingual because you get ahead of the game in your career. You can get a better job, get paid way better. You can travel the world and see new things you never thought you would see.
It gives you more opportunity, and you can communicate with many other people in the world.
I play soccer, so like I meet different people from different countries. So, and it's important to me to like to communicate with them in the game and understand what they're saying, all those kind of stuff. Plus, my mom, she's a nurse, so she speaks Swahili and English, so she translated to the hospital, all those kind of stuff.
I think it's very important to know different language because it's the communication for the other persons. For example, get better job, we can talk with other person about your language. For example, me, I speak Spanish, but now I'm learning speak English.
What's hard is in English, you say a sentence one way, and in Spanish, you have to say it backwards so it makes sense. My first language is Spanish, so as I was growing up, I kept mixing up English and Spanish, and like I would technically be speaking Spanglish, so I would sound funny.
I think if you stop practicing your languages, it will eventually like go away, but it's hard because it's like doing baseball, playing baseball. Even though if you don't play like for a long time, you still know like the basics.
My brother's a translator and he translates Burmese to like immigrant Burmese. I speak more than five, but like I'm not like really fluent on some of them. I speak a little Thai and Burmese and Pokorean and Skokorean and English. For me, English was not really difficult because when I first came here, I usually come back from school and like repeat everything the teachers say over and over again. Back in Thailand, like we have like American like visitor to come into Thailand and they speak like really weird. Back in Thailand, it used to sound like but now I learned it and it's like not really difficult. If I really want to learn something new, like I try until I get it, like I don't give up.
It's difficult because it's different how we speak that and how we wrote that. That's, for me, it's difficult because Spanish, how we wrote that, it's the same thing how we say. But in English, it's different. So English is difficult for me to learn.
In the Dominican Republic, it's not easy to learn English. If you go like to a school, the teacher that teaches us English, she don't even know what she's saying. That's like the basics of the basics. That's what she's saying. It's like, my name is, that's it, and stuff like that. And my birthday is, that's it. That's like the highest level you could get. I guess over here is different because they get the people from other countries. When I was little, my mom used to watch Law and Order all the time. That's where I got my English from Law and Order.
Speak Jamaican, the accent, and Swahili and English. American. French, I understand French. When like my brother and my sister, when we came together, we both speak Jamaican, the accent. So and when my mom came from work, she tried to teach us how to speak in Swahili. So it's kind of a little bit difficult. So like every time she talked to us, she always talking in Swahili. So it's trying to make us understand her language more and more. But we try though, and we try our best to speak Swahili.